The Gemara in Sota and Dav Yudalid has the famous discussion about V'ha'lachta Bidracha. So what does it mean that we follow in God's ways? So it says, just like God appeared to Avraham when he was recuperating from the Bris Milah, so too, Af'ata, so too, we should emulate God and visit the sick. That's what it means, you follow in his ways, you come close to him. Just like God visited the sick, so too you visited the sick. And as well, as we see after the death of Avram Avinu, God comes to Yitzchak and does Nichum Aveilim. So the Gemara as well continues on. Just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu comforts the mourners, so too we do Nichum Aveilim. So the two very important mitzvahs of Chesed, one is visiting the sick, and one is comforting the mourner. So when the choice is, should I visit the sick, or go out to eat, or go watch the game? So the choice is easy, not that it's not physically easy, like intellectually easy. You know, if someone's sick, you should go visit them. You have nothing else, no other obligations. And similarly, everyone knows if you could comfort the mourner and you have no other obligations, you should comfort the mourner. Two very important mitzvahs: comforting the mourner and visiting the sick. As we say in Havdalah at the end of on Motzei Shabbos, Hamavdil ben Kodesh Uchol. That Shabbos in the weekday, it's very clear. We know the difference between Kodesh and Chol. But as Rav Salavashik used to say, when Shabbos goes on to Yantav, Amadu ben Kodesh or Kodesh, that's much harder. That's not as clear cut. So similarly here, we have a question in the Rishonim and the Achronim, perhaps the Gemara. Let's say you have two mitzvahs in front of you. You have the mitzvah of Bikor Cholim. You're going to want to visit the sick. Or you could do Nichum Aveilim, or comfort the mourner. Which one takes precedence? So the Rambam writes in Hilchas Avel, Perek Yedalid Halacha Zayin, that Nichum Aveilim takes precedence over Bikur Cholim. And he says, I don't really have a source, but one of the few places the Rambam says, Yira'eli, it appears to me. Based on my knowledge, I'm putting it all together. We'll see, there seems to be a Gemara saying it. But he says, he couldn't find any explicit sources. Yira'eli, it appears to me that Nichum Aveilim takes precedence over Bikur Cholim. So what is the reason? I don't know if it's counterintuitive to some people. So why would Nichum Aveilim take precedence over Bikur Cholim? So the Rambam says, because Bikur Cholim, it's only Kavod Achai. You're servicing the living. You're visiting someone who's sick. And that's a big mitzvah. However, Nichum Aveilim is a double kindness, a double mitzvah. Because not only are you giving kindness to the one you're visiting, you're doing the Nichum, the comfort on, but also the Nifta, the one who passed away. So Nichum Aveilim has both aspects, honor to the living and honor to the dead. So therefore, since you have both, I think based on the Gemara in Ksuvis, if you just have one, if Kavod Achai beats Kavod Ames, but here you have both. You have Kavod Achai versus Kavod Achai and Kavod Ames. It's kind of like Ase Docha Los Ase. So therefore, they point out that's the Lashon HaRambam. It appears to me that that's what I think. You first should do Nichum Aveilim and then Bikur Cholim. It comes along the Or Sameach and says, what's going on here? The Gemara says in Sukkah, and Av Mem Aleph, It discusses the practice of Anshei Yerushalayim, these great tzaddikim who used to, we know we have a mitzvah on Sukkot, we shake the dalaminim. So what do? Either some people get up in the morning, go to the sukkah and do it, others do it in shul right before Hallel. We go ahead, we do the mitzvah of dalaminim, and that's it. We put it away after davening to the next day. But there was a minig of Anshe Yushalayim, they would walk around with the dalaminim throughout the day. And what do you mean throughout the day? What were they doing throughout the day? So the Gemara says, they went to Levaker Cholim Uenachem Avelim. So they went to visit the sick, and they went to comfort the mourner. So the Or Sameach points out, from this Gemara, it says the opposite of the Rambam. First you do Bikur Cholim, and then you do Nicham Avelim. And in fact, the Rush, when he quotes this, the practice of Anshei Yushalayim, he must have a different girsa, a different text, because he first says what they walked around with the lulavim, the lulav and estrog, the dalaminim. First they did nichum aveilim, then they did bikur cholim. So according to the Rush, there's no stira. You always do nichum aveilim. You know, the Rambam writes, you do nichum aveilim. He agrees, and the Gemara says it. So what gears does the Rambam have? So let's go check Hilchot Luluv, Perek Zayin, Halacha Chaf Dalet. He says, the Rambam keeps the original gersa that we have, that Anshei Yushalayim first did Bikur Cholim, and then they did Nicham Aveilim. So how do we reconcile the Rambam with the Anshei Yushalayim? Anshei Yushalayim, we assume, knew what they were doing, and they did Bikur Cholim before Nicham Aveilim, and the Rambam says Nicham Aveilim was first. According to the Rush, there's no Kasha, they did Nicham Aveilim first. But according to the Rambam, how do we reconcile? And I guess we could. And how could we explain the Machlokes Rambam and the Rush regarding Anshei Yushalayim? So, it's a fundamental Machlokes Rambam and the Rush in Hilchos Avelos regarding the laws of an Avel. In other words, we all know, we're familiar with Avelos, that after the Kfura, so what do? The steam as I go, you go home and you start counting Shiva. You owe a minion Shiva, you go home, and that's day one after the funeral. A discussion, if you're not going to the funeral, what do? When do you start counting? But everyone agrees, in a normal case, you start counting your Shiva when you come back after the burial. The issue is like this, what about someone dies over Yontif, or it's really not relevant when they die. It's when they're buried. So, let's assume they died on Yontif, and now you have to bury them on Chol Hamoed. So, obviously, Kavod HaMeis, you bury the body. However, it's Yontif. So, what do? So, all are in agreement that even though you did the Kfura, you do not start counting Olel Aminyan Shiva until after Yontif. So in fact, the halacha is, since we have a principle, the Ramban writes, and Torah Sadam and others, we have halacha kedivrei hameiko b'aveilos. The Gemara talks about we have by aveilos we're lenient. So therefore, what we do is, since it's an issue, because what we have a question, Yontif Sheni is only Drabanan. In Eretz Yisrael, there's no issue, but in Chutz La'aretz, you keep Yontif Sheni, so Yontif Sheni is clearly Drabanan. So the question is, and you have a, because Gemara talks about a Moed Katan, why is there no Avelos on Yontif? Because the mitzvah derabim of Yontif overrides the private mitzvah of Avelos. So therefore, according to the Rambam, both are deraisa, Avelas Yom Rishon and Simchas Yontif, and therefore the public beats out the private. According to the Minigashlan, they're both Rabbanan. So the Shaila is, according to the Svardi Rishonim, what about Yontif Sheni? Yontif Sheni is only a mitzvah derabim derabbanan. So that's the Shaila. What do you do on a mitzvah derabim derabbanan of Simchas Yontif versus Avelas Daraisa? So they're, you know, Machok is Rishonim. So what do we do? Halacha Lamaisa is Halacha Ledivrei Hameko Ba'Avela. So we go Lakua. So we start on the last day of Yontif Sheni, we count it as day one, even though we don't actually start the Nehuge Avelas until after Yontif Sheni is over. So we begin counting the Shiva, whether we begin counting the Shiva Yontif Sheni, even though you don't start sitting, physically speaking, until after Yontif Sheni is over. So there's a general machlokes, Rambam versus the Rush, regarding Avelos on Yontif. We all know on Shabbos, because every Shiva has Shabbos, because Shiva is 7 days, and Shabbos is going to show up. So on Shabbos, we don't have any public mourning Avelos b'Fahesia, we have Avelos b'Tzina, and it's Olo L'Minyan Shiva. However, there's a Machlokes to Rambam and the Rush, what about on Yontif? So the Rambam Shita is, Ein divrei aveilus noheg b'yontif klal. There is no mitzvah at all. There is no inyan of aveilus and yontif at all. And the Rush disagrees and says there are elements of aveilus observed during yontif. So, what's this? In fact, from the Mishnah Moed Katan, Daf Chav Zayin Amud Aleph, that says there is a mitzvah of Nicham Aveilam on Yontif, it seems to go with the Rush, so we'll come back to that in a minute. We'll have to answer according to the Rambam, if how could you have a mitzvah of Nicham Aveilam if the Aveilas hasn't begun yet? So that seems to be in the Kud of the Rush and the Rambam. Can you have Shiva without having... Could you have the status of an avel without being noheg shiva? So the Rambam holds no. The din of avel doesn't begin until it's olam minyan shiva, and therefore after yontif. According to the Rush, it seems to you have a status of an avel because it's not connected to being olam minyan shiva. So in fact, So that's the Machlokes Rambam and the Rush. It seems to be, from the Mishnah Moed Katan, seems to be a raya for the Rush, that there is Nicham Aveilam on Yontif. How could the Rambam explain it's a mitzvah of Nicham Aveilas if there's no Aveilas, if Aveilas hasn't begun yet? So there's a famous piece from the Mishnah Yeshayahu or Bitzal Zolti that, as the Rambam explained, why is Nicham Aveilam beat out Bikur Cholim? Because it's a double kindness. It's Kavod Achai and Kavod Ameis. So what is both? How does the Rambam, where's the source that there's a Kavod Ameis? There's a Gemara later on in Shabbos. I don't know, Kuf Nun Beis, I'm not sure, somewhere. I forget the daf, at the end of Shabbos, where it talks about, let's say someone dies and he doesn't have any mourners, so 10 people go to the house and go to the house. So some just learn, they just go to the house, maybe they have a minion, but that's the right of its kash on the Rambam. But the Rambam writes, and others, that it's a Nicham Aveilam. So the Miri explains why. There's no Avel there. So how could 10 people come? So he says, no, it's Kavod Ameis, that if you go to the house of the Nifter, by showing up, you're giving honor to the Nifter. So that's why, usually speaking, Nicham Aveilam is Kavod Achai and Kavod Ameis. So comes along Rav Zolti and says, so according to the Rambam, there is no Aveilas on Yontif, but that's the Aveilas, the classical Aveilas of Kavod Achai. But now it's Kavod Ameis, that does apply on Yontif. That's what That's what the Mishnah means. The Mishnah means that when you do Nicham Aveilem, there's always a Kavod HaMeis aspect. According to Rush, there's also a Kavod HaChai. According to the Rambam, there's not. So therefore, we understand the Rambam. The Rambam holds in Hilchas Aveilas, Nicham Aveilem, Kol Din LaBikur Cholim. And yet in Hilchas Guav, he writes, Anshe Yushalayim, first did Bikur Cholim, and not Nicham Aveilem. The answer is because during the week, when you have Kavod HaChai and Kavod HaMeis and Nicham Aveilem, so that'd be Tabikur Cholim. But if you only have Kavod HaMeis by Nicham Aveilem and Bikur Cholim is Kavod HaChai, so Kavod HaChai beats out Kavod HaMeis. And according to the Rush, it's not a Shaila. The Rush holds there is Aveilus Bitsina even on Yantif. So therefore, you have both Kavod HaChai and Kavod HaMeis. And therefore, that's why the Rush has the Girsa. They did first Nichum Aveilum and then Bikur Cholim, because even on Yantif, you have Kavod HaChai and Kavod HaMeis. You know, others want to minimize the Rambam. That's maybe only if you're doing both of them. Or, I mean, that's only if you only could do one. But perhaps if you're doing both, so then maybe you could argue Bikur Cholim beats out Nicham Aveilum. Maybe it's another past potential answer you could give. But we see that the double kindness of Nicham Aveilum, that is Kavod HaChai and Kavod HaMeis, as well as the great mitzvah of Bikur Cholim, as we learn from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he came to visit both of us. In fact, there's a contemporary Shaila. Well, you know, by contemporary it still applies now that it's new. Well, we've had telephones for a long time. So the Shaila is, let's say regarding Bikur Cholim or Nicham Aveilum, let's say today could you write an email, back then writing letters, could you send someone else? So, in terms of practically speaking, everyone agrees that if you can't go there, the next best thing is to call. So that's a machlokas among the Gedolei HaPoskim, Rav Moshe and Avadya Yosef, Rav Yoyashev, that seem to say, you know, that they talk about a partial kiyum mitzvah. You can't fulfill the mitzvah, you have to, the chol is there, you got to feel the pain and you mean mispalel, but the other parts, you know, make the chol feel better, that you could do over the phone perhaps. And others, Rav Usher Weiss, the posik from Switzerland, Rav Breisch, the mitzvah is govakir cholim. If you don't go there, you don't get the mitzvah, period. You do get the mitzvah of chesed. So there's no practical difference in terms of that. However, some achronim raised an interesting shaila. So he said, Nicham Aveilem kodem Nicham Aveilem kodem vabikur cholim. Because Nicham Aveilem has both aspects. However, let's say you're only going to make the phone call. So the post can learn that there's only on the phone call, since you're not there, it's being there that causes like a tikkun to the neshama. So therefore, you're only fulfilling Kavod HaChai. So those posts can write that bizman hazeh, if you're gonna phone call Nicham Aveilem or Bikur Cholim, then Bikur Cholim could take precedent. I think there's the discussion. There's two incidents with Rav Yasha. Rav Wozner called up. I think Rav Yasha was sitting Shiva on his wife, and Avadya Yosef was visiting. So I guess he asked him, could I fulfill Nicham Aveilem on the phone? So he asked Avadya Yosef, what do you think? So I think he said, similar to Ramosha, you could get like a partial kiyum, but it's not really a full fulfillment, but it's better than nothing. And then another maisa that they say, that Rev Aaron Leib Steinman called. He couldn't come. He's from Bnei Brak. He couldn't make it over. So he asked Rav Yosha, could you mocho me? So he said, Rav Yosha said, I can be mocho you on the Kavod Achai aspect, but I can't be mocho you on the Kavod Ameis that you'd have to come for. So that's the Nakuda. So in terms of phone calls, emails, etc., sending a shliach, so the best thing obviously is to do it yourself, because especially, and also for the tefillah, because part of feeling it, you see the pain in a chole and it makes you daven more. That's why Avram stopped off at Shechem, because about the future, and he went to Mispalo there. Why did he have to daven at Shechem? Because when he got to Shechem, he internalized all the things that are going to happen in the future. And that's why Rachel is buried on the way, because when they're passing her in Golis, they will go ahead and she'll see the pain. That's what Bikur Cholim is. You go, if you see the, and perhaps Nicham Aveum as well, you see the pain of the Avel, so you have a part of the mitzvah is being there, it's qualitatively different. So that's the conclusion that we go Nicham Aveum, Kodim with Bikur Cholim, because it's Kavod Achai and Kavod Ameis versus it's Kavod Achai. Perhaps on Yantiv, that's the machlokas, the Rambam and the Rush, whether there is a Kavod Achai element on Yantiv. So according to Rush, you still do Nicham Aveilum first. According to the Rambam, no. Then you have the issue of if you're making a phone call. So if you go with the concept of making a phone call, you only get Kavod Achai, not Kavod Ameis. So then, according to some, perhaps maybe the mitzvah a Bikur Cholim beats out Nicham Aveilum.